Was Zack Snyder actually fired from Justice League? Ugh. Here we go on DC Movie Rumors.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice
Did you forget?
League, there are assembled the world's
Why won't you? What are you doing?
I'm doing my...
You're having air sex.
Is that what that is?
You were just having air sex.
Like, what movie is that from? Where he's like...
You haven't been here in so long, you forget that we do this and then we blow it
usually
up?
Usually we do it when there's four of us, so I didn't know if it was just the two of us, but I was just...
Hey, Mike, when are there four of us?
Who knows?
Seems like a year ago? All right, guys, we are back, and you're going to be upset because there are some rumors we have to discuss on the show today. There just are. I know you don't like it when we're DC movie rumors, but it just is true sometimes. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer, but more importantly, he's back. He's ready.
Guess who's back?
He's Shady's singing back. Eminem and doesn't know the words. Let's see how far he can go. Keep going.
Guess who's back? Back again. Tell a friend.
Oh, you were so close. It's Mike Kalinowski now.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Hello, hello.
To all the people?
To the people.
Right before we
party
started.
Party people. That's Jock Jams, like back in the day. Like,
party people. Party people. Party people. That one?
I don't think that's the song.
And Batmanthony in the booth helping us out.
Batmanthony,
yeah,
like
we
that.
Found a name for him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Batmanthony.
No.
He does a...
I feel right at home with my new name. It's really great.
Oh. Yes!
Oh, look at that.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Not as great as your Alfred, though. Nothing?
Not yet.
Oh!
I'm getting used to the swing of the things. Like, this is new on the edge of the desk here. I'm like, all kinds of
Yeah, you
want to
know why we had to add that?
Because people were throwing stuff off the table, probably, right?
Water.
We lost a TV.
People were spilling a lot of drinks.
So
the
yep. Can this prevent? Yep. It sounds like I would feel water can still go seep through there.
No, because underneath it loops under. Look how far this metal goes. For you people on iTunes right now, if you're curious what we're talking about, switch over to the YouTube. And there we are. You guys give us that 5-star, that thumbs up, all the good magic. All right, talking about DC movie rumors today.
Let's get into rumors.
I know. You and I have the same feelings on this one. We just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because why does it matter, Mike?
It's at this point, it's pointless.
Why does it matter? Why would somebody do this to him? Leave the man alone.
I
don't even want to say what we're talking about. Like, I don't even
I feel bad for him. I'm like... Like, you know, part of this... Okay, I was talking... We'll get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it.
Basically, this one man...
One guy...
This one
who,
man who gave no more Fs.
Who,
gave
who
no
said,
Fs.
Said, basically, I don't... What I don't give a hell... I'm leaving my job. Probably got fired.
Yep.
So he's going to tell the dirt. What I don't like about this is there's no one to back up the story. This is anyone going online and saying, remember this story that I did? Well, this is what happened. It sounds like a bitter little Betty.
His name is Josh L. Dickey. And Josh L. Dickey basically decided to say... Screw everybody I've worked for. Nobody's given me the credit I deserve in all of this time. And you know what? Snyder got fired. That's what happened. He didn't leave because of his daughter. He didn't leave for any of the reasons except for the fact that he got fired and he wanted to save face. So he made up what happened. Not saying, of course, that he made up what happened to his daughter, but
he made up that's why he left. Yeah.
What is the purpose of revealing this? Other than just to be a big old dicky like you are. See what I did
there?
Because
it's
his last name.
There's no reason. It's you know, it stokes the flames of certain far fringe groups. You know, the group of that started the Facebook page against Black Panther. And it just gives such a nasty... And, you know, it just sucks. I mean, I've kind of taken... I apologize to you guys that are loyal fans of the show that I've kind of stepped back from social media for a little while. I kind of took a... Little ways off.
It was consuming me.
No. Between this and a lot of stuff going on with the Shmodan and stuff, I just stepped back just because it consumed. I wasn't focusing on my career. I was focusing on, and I get caught up in interactions, and most people don't. And
well,
I would sit there and I would
of
start.
Your career. That's
I know
the problem.
It is. I know
it's
because you
want to
build. You want to build a following. And you
right.
want to build it, and I'm so proud of. And honored that I have the level of fans I have that I've not had to buy or anything, and it's just
a lot
been
of them
people,
came from DC movies.
Came
news.
From this.
How
came
cool
from
is that?
This,
yeah.
and I love that, and I love the interactions because everyone's great. But I was getting nasty. I was getting nasty to people when they would respond about certain things, and I did not want that out there. And again, I kind of have to protect who I am,
in your image,
in my image. So I step back and I apologize.
You're supposed
for that.
To be a face. You're turning heel.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I don't know. I was becoming against... And I got into it with some friends on Facebook because they would constantly like, oh, you're DC bias, Mike. You're DC bias against Marvel. And it's not that. It's not a DC bias. That's a whole other... conversation. But now with this whole thing, and it's just like, I don't get it. I'm of two minds, because part of me is like, if these people that are, there's this champion, they want the Snyder Cut. They want,
but those are the same people that wanted him fired.
That's what I'm saying. I want to know if, like, and there's people like Joss Whedon. They'll show a picture of Snyder's Superman and a picture of Joss's, and it's the mustache, and it's like, Snyder, or Whedon fucked it up. Snyder's God. Snyder's this. I was like, if you are the guys that were championing BVS, then I will support you in this. But if you are all the people that are bitching about BVS, because all the bitching that happened about BVS is the reason that all this other stuff happened. If no one bitched about the movie and the problems that people had, that would Warner Brothers would have not gotten Gunshine. They would have not have gotten more controlling. They would have let just make his movie, because now they're releasing storyboards for Justice League,
which
and Darkseid was
yeah.
in it, and it's like,
well, that's another thing that we're going to talk about.
Okay, well,
okay. Here's what the exact tweet says, just so anybody who hasn't seen it can know. He says, "Since I'm shifting into DGAF mode, Mike, pop quiz.
Okay, DGAF. D. Give me spell it out for me. D.
G. A. F.
Don't give a."
Yeah, Mikey Christmas, the millennial Mikey
hey,
Christmas.
Hey, booyah!
Here's a hot one for ya. Zack Snyder was fired from the DCEU just over 1 year ago, couldn't write it quite that way at the time, but was able to tap dance around it. Clumsy, oblique headline, not mine. And then you look at the headline, it links to an article from Mashable that this Mr. Dickey wrote himself, headline being the Zack Snyder era of DC movies is coming to a close at Warner Brothers, and that was July 25th, 2017. So does it matter to you, Mike, the final question, in any way, if he was or was not fired?
No, because it's his version of his... He was never going to continue on after Justice League. Yes, there was one part one and part two, which was going to be his second film, but they were going to film those back to back. There was no, he was not planning another film. He was done. So it doesn't matter.
This is information that we
it doesn't matter.
Never,
it doesn't
you know
matter.
Me, I like
it's
all
more,
the spoilers.
It's more crap that they harp on someone. It's just like, it doesn't matter. It's done. He's gone.
And let's not keep kicking him.
Yeah.
Because why? The man's dealt with enough. And anybody who has met him or worked with him has only
said
he's the nicest.
If this was a guy like, you know, we talked about him before, Michael Bay, where he's accused, you know, is on set with the way he treats people is not the best.
Yes.
I could say, okay, you know what? Now it's coming out. But there's nothing this guy's ever done except make a movie that you didn't like.
Right.
That's all it is.
He didn't piss in your Cheerios.
It's like, you know... I was talking about this with someone the other day. I'm trying to think. It's an interpretation of a character you didn't like. That character will always be there. If you worship at the altar of Richard Donner and Christopher Reeve, that film will always be there, and you can always go back to it.
Very
there
true.
There are comic books and movies that
just
come
like
out.
Just like Willy Wonka, which is why we don't
exactly.
need to reboot it for a
third time. Don't crap
not
on,
DC related,
don't crap on the new guy who's wanting to do Willy Wonka. He's like, oh my God, I'd love to do it. You've still got your other two versions, whichever one you love. It's like, there's no reason.
No, I don't think we need it. Like, anyway, moving on, though. Let's talk a little Aquaman here.
This is up and erased, right?
Yeah, this is what bothers me, too. You're talking about social media, your issues with it before. One of my issues is that why I feel so attached to it is because things like this keep happening where if you're not quick
enough...
You're
attached to what? Social media.
Social media, because if you're not quick enough, you miss it.
Oh.
And things get pulled down all of the time.
Yes.
And this got pulled,
rocks,
so
rocks.
I had to say to you today, I was like... Mike, I know that there's some story about Aquaman and
this.
That the trailer is coming soon, but the Instagram was deleted.
It
All
was
I can see is that there was at one time an Instagram
and I don't know who
from Carlos Villalobos,
Let
the composer.
Me see if there's a really good guy on Instagram that always catches DC stuff. I'm going to see if I can find it from him. It was the scoring booth. They had a monitor and they had the Aquaman, the title with the A in the logo. And it basically was like hinting at the fact that they were composing the music for the trailer.
The trailer.
Which makes sense.
But when we say coming soon, we have no reference.
I'm
going to
try and see. This one guy usually has some pretty good stuff. I'm going to see if he has it anywhere.
Was this
page.
The one that we talked about a couple weeks ago? I don't know if you listened to
oh,
the
here
show.
It is. Here
where
it is, right
it was
here.
Like around Valentine's Day, or was that?
Composer C.J. Villa working in the studio scoring the Aquaman movie trailer.
Did you call it Aquaman?
Aquaman.
Oh, okay.
See?
So it's an
Maybe
image.
Maybe it wasn't the logo. It's an image of Momoa.
You guys can't see this, but it's an image of Momoa and...
I'll tweet it out.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it.
Yeah, follow Mike at Mike Kalinowski.
And I'll
tweet
it out.
That out.
I'm going to screenshot it, I'll edit it, and I'll send it to you guys.
Wow, you are really good with the social media.
That's how I do it. You can't leave it. I pay attention to it.
But yeah, I always feel like, crap, if I missed it, I missed it. And then you can't do anything about it.
Yep.
Talking about Justice League. Justice League is not coming soon. Justice League 2 has been pushed back in.
I don't even think this is one of those films that was on the radar.
Well, here's the deal with why. They're talking about this, and yeah, it was...
All right, guys, I'm tweeting it out right now.
It was on the radar.
Was it?
But not necessarily on our main radar, obviously not being Flashpoint, Aquaman, the Batman, or Shazam.
Right.
Then it's not right there. Even Suicide Squad 2, I felt like this was going to come in a distance, certainly after Flashpoint, which is not even for a long time.
Right.
But the reason they're saying that it's been pushed back is because, did you see that Ray Fisher was cast in True Detective Season 3?
So happy for him.
I emailed immediately his publicist from us saying we're so excited to watch him.
Because I was excited. I was like, why is he not being scooped up? I hope he's not getting caught in the bad press of this. What that means
is that he won't be able to film Justice League.
Well,
and I was also upset with this article, though.
True Detective is what? 8 episodes? 10 episodes?
Maybe 13. It might be 10.
They'll crank that out in a couple months, you know?
Yes, but the filming was supposed to be, I'm hearing that it was timeline-wise.
I don't know why, and you guys know me. I'm DC, you know, whatever. This movie was not on my radar for any reason.
This article from Cosmic Book News says there was supposed to be a Justice League 2 coming in 2019.
That was the original slate. That's the two-parted.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's bad reporting on their part. I think it's
been pushed back. I get what you're saying.
Because anytime they've ever done the slate of what's in production, pre-production, that has not really been on there.
Yeah.
It's kind of up there with Man of Steel 2. You know we're going to get a Justice League 2 someday.
At some point. Or not.
No, maybe not.
Or maybe not. We don't actually know. This is something that you want to close your eyes for.
Yes, I'm going to close my eyes. And I'll tell you why. I have not...
Our TV went out today and we can't even see it.
Oh.
Well, you guys can see it at home. But that's good for you because you don't want to see it. Basically, what happened was...
We got the black suit.
Superman in the black suit. We got to see it. I was so excited. Spoilers.
I don't watch it because I'm against the digital release stuff.
I know you are.
I found out why. Because the studios do want to do away with physical media because it's expensive.
Right.
So if they say, you know, we're going to put it out there a month early, and then you're like, well, bye. But I'm thumbing my nose at the studios because I want my physical copy.
I'm sorry, you're thumbing your nose?
Thumbing my nose. At the studio, because I will wait and get my physical copy.
Do you have to thumb your nose with your thumb? Yeah, because I feel like you were using your pointer finger.
I thumb it with my whole
hand. You whole hand thumb.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Yep.
Yeah, so we got to see
it. But it was cool. But can I just say, I know the other scene that is out there as well. Superman meeting Alfred.
Yeah.
And can I just, now that I have my platform, can I say this? Because
I said it
a year ago when that trailer came out and we were all talking about it. I said, it's Superman. You saw the redness cape. Remember those people, those yahoos?
Supergirl.
It's Green Lantern. You could see green in Alfred's glasses.
Oh, it's Green Lantern.
And we were all like, are you out of your mind? Like, why did anyone ever think it's anyone but Superman? And then when the news came out that the original script had Tomar Ray and Kilowog visiting Alfred, they said that was them.
Why?
Because
they're having fun.
I have fun.
I have fun too. Let them have fun. Let them brainstorm. Why not?
It disseminates dumb rumors.
You disseminate dumb
rumors. I don't. The truth. I speak the truth, Roxy.
Oh, are you Paul Pierce?
Who?
Never mind. He's a basketball player. His nickname is The Truth.
No. In what universe would you think that I would know that?
In the universe that you walked in and you told me you were sorry for my Patriots. I was like, wow, he watched the sport.
I didn't watch it at all.
You didn't?
No.
Not even for the trailers?
No, because they're online. I'm not a sports guy. Sports talks.
Sports talks in the morning with Mike and Roxy. Mike and Roxy. Boom. All right, let's talk a little bit about the kitchen.
Moxie in the morning. That's our morning show.
Moxie in the morning. But Moxie in the evening. Moxie at supper time. The kitchen, guys. This is something that went even over Mikey Christmas's head himself.
I have no clue what this is.
This is a Vertigo series that is becoming a film that is starring Tiffany Haddish and Melissa McCarthy, which is interesting because this is a very, very dark and gritty comic book, and obviously Melissa McCarthy and Tiffany Haddish are known for their comedic chops.
Hmm.
So it will be nice to see. I know a lot of people were like, comedic actors can't do this, and it's like, right, because Robin Williams sucked with the drama.
Let me tell you something. Speaking to that point, The actor Pablo Schreiber, you know him? Mm-mm. Who he is? Pablo Schreiber, he was in, he was Porn Stash in Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yes.
13 Hours.
Yeah, of course.
I first found about him in 13 Hours. I'm like, this guy's a badass. He's awesome. I just saw Den of Thieves. He's like this tatted up gangbanger prison guy. His original career, he was comedy. He's got like these headshots where he's all like in a pastel shirt and he's all like, and now he's just like, you would never think it. Because they're actors. Yeah, they might get their way into something in like their first break. Melissa McCarthy, she's known for being the physical comedian.
Yes.
But maybe she's dramatic chops.
But actually because
they're actors.
What I first saw Melissa McCarthy in was Gilmore Girls. And
yes.
She was not a like...
She was a cook, right?
Yeah.
It's like... It's,
exactly.
Especially when you start out your career, you are kind of where Hollywood kind of puts you. And what you do is, and the smart actors, and like Pablo Schreiber probably did, he's like, okay, I'm going to milk this till, you know, I'll get this work. I'll build my resume. His resume's got like 60 credits.
But now they're
big
enough.
So now he's doing what he's like, I want to take chances. This is, like, look at John Bernthal. That guy, he was on sitcoms.
I know.
And now look at him. Because he was able to get there. So when people say, oh, they can't do this, that's...
About this film, you don't know much about it.
I don't know anything about the comic.
But what I do think is interesting is that it's set up at New Line Cinema, which is where what is doing Shazam. So that
the whole New Line always confuses me because I always thought they were their own studio, and then I thought they went under.
Here's what it says.
It's an offshoot of Warner Brothers.
It says that it's a gritty story about three Irish mob wives who take over the criminal business in Hell's Kitchen after their husbands are captured by the FBI.
Hence,
do you have an issue with us going to Hell's Kitchen?
The kitchen. Do I have an issue going with it?
Yeah.
Why? Because Daredevil?
Yeah.
I don't just because...
And the whole Marvel TV.
Well, no, because the kitchen is not really the kitchen anymore. It's Chelsea, I think it's called, so it's all gentrified. It's not that... And that's why Marvel kind of takes liberties and makes it what the Hell's Kitchen of like the 70s and 80s was.
Okay.
So I don't. I have no issue with it.
All right.
But again, I don't know the comics, so I couldn't tell you otherwise.
Story that you were referencing before, Darkseid.
Yeah, those new storyboards that came out.
Do you not like things like this?
I love them. But it's also a way. Roxy, you know me. I am a fan of BVS, but I also admire or respect peoples that do not like it. I get why you don't like it. Certain people do not have a problem with the issue.
I don't love it. I don't hate it.
What I'm upset about, the fact is, I will never see Snyder's Justice League. Like this stuff.
You are upset about that?
Oh,
you're one of those people who wants them to release it?
I don't, because it's not going to happen. So me wanting to release it, I talked about this with John Schnepp. We got sweaty about it. This is going to be like Blade Runner. It's going to be like the Donner Cut of Superman, where it's going to be decades and people are going to talk about the Donner Cut. And finally, 30 years later, we got the Donner Cut.
But we don't know how close it was to even being finished.
He was close. You could tell. They had to have been close.
Maybe. What did you think based on these storyboards?
It's more of a continuation of the nightmare scene. And it would have bridged the originals. Because now we talk about, you know, like you said when we saw it, Lois is the key. We would have gotten more in that. We would have gotten more history with the mother boxes.
Yeah.
Instead of just, they're a power source.
Very true.
You know, my friend said it best, who did not like Batman versus Superman, didn't like Man of Steel, but he enjoyed Justice League. He goes, the mother boxes and Steppenwolf were exactly what they wanted, what the story needed. A big bad that had a bad, powerful weapon. That's what it needed. Simplified down.
It was simplified.
I wanted, because people are like, why is it calling it mother? It's because Hegra is his mother, and it was trapped, and it's all that
you
history.
Want us to explain
we lost
it? Yeah,
all
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
We didn't get any of it because we had to have it simplified for people. It sucks. I want that Snyder Cut, but... We're never going to get it, but I'm not going to sit out there going, yo, Double B, give me that Snyder Cut and absorb it.
Let's talk about other simple things.
Okay.
Here's another simple thing.
When you get cast
in a big role, you usually have to work out for it, especially if it's somebody who requires big muscles. Zachary Levi has been hitting the gym.
He's been looking good.
And he is looking good. He's looking good.
Because I think with this, there's got to be the scene of him... Billy Batson becoming Shazam and like with no shirt on, like holy, like he's got to have that shot.
100%.
It's like, yes, in the Superman film, it was Maguire's Spider-Man where he saw himself and he's like, okay. But he's still kind of, he's a boy, now he's a man. We need that scene.
I agree.
I hope there's not, then the, oh, you know, because.
Like his wee-wee has grown.
Because
those iTunes listeners don't know what you just did.
What movie just did that?
Where he looked at his penis?
Oh, Jumanji.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I was about to say it was so good.
Really? I'm so excited.
You guys know me. I did not care for this
movie. I'm so excited then. I haven't heard one person say that.
I was against it from the beginning. The trailers looked like crap. I finally, $800 million, it's killing. My girlfriend saw it. She's like, let's see it again. I want to see it again. I'm like, okay. I saw it. I loved it.
I love the original, so I can't wait.
Loved it.
Cool.
Anyway.
We got to keep on trucking through these. Alex Garland. Oh, I'm so sad that
Ex Machina, right?
I'm sad that Adam Girdler's not here to talk about this. Garland would direct a Swamp Thing movie for DC.
Now, see, I think this is great, but I think they need to give him DC Dark, or Justice League Dark, and put Swamp Thing in it.
Yeah.
Swamp Thing by himself.
Unnecessary, and I know Adam. I know Adam would disagree,
and
he also is, by the way, directing Annihilation, which I'm excited to see very soon. The Natalie Portman.
I'm upset about that because it looks great. It's a female. I couldn't tell you what male is in that movie, and I think that's awesome. I think Oscar Isaac's in it, but I couldn't tell you what male is in that movie because it's all women, and I think that's great. But now it's whitewashed. It's all white women. It's like. Celebrate the fact that it's a cast of women, all women.
Don't get in trouble.
Gina Rodriguez, Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin is in it. Not white woman.
Okay, but also what you basically just said is just be satisfied that you guys have a movie with females.
No, I'm not saying it that way. It's like picking apart. There's always going to be people that will find something to bitch about anything.
Well, because they have reason to bitch about things. I mean, did you see what was going on with Jessica Chastain and Octavia Spencer? And how Jessica Chastain had to help her because she didn't even realize what was going on with African American women getting underpaid.
No, that's a different ball game.
But there's always going to be issues. All right, let's move on because we don't have time on DC movie news to talk about this. But I know you mean well. I know your heart's in the right place.
Yeah, it's like
Sebastian Stan would like to play the Riddler is what the headlines are saying. Based on his actual quote, it's not totally what I was understanding from what he said. He was asked about this in a Q&A at Wizard World St. Louis, and he basically said, let me try to find this quote. You stall for time. Here's what he said. Honestly.
I stall. There you go.
So he said that he would want to play, I guess they asked, and maybe he said he'd want to play Enigma, and then he added, honestly, I would not know what to do with that character at all, but it's such a crazy, crazy, crazy character. Maybe I wouldn't. So does that sound like he's...
That sounds like to me, like, you know, you interview people all the time, yeah. And you're sitting there and you'd go, what superhero would you want to play if you could play a superhero? And they would say, I don't know.
Batman.
The question. And then
wouldn't say the question.
I know. But someone would say, says some random, and you're like, oh, so-and-so says they want to play this. It's like, they're asking a fun question.
Exactly. I agree. But who is actually campaigning very hard to play the Joker.
Oh, God. Was he really, though? Or was it just
He was tweeting. Tommy was out.
Hi, Bruce.
Mark.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
I know it's Mark, I was doing the Batman because he's the Joker. Batman.
Oh, hi, Batman.
I did not hit Vicky.
Have you seen this fan-made trailer about him as the Joker?
No.
Let's check this out. We don't have that much time, but we'll start it. It is pretty phenomenal.
This kills me.
But it's amazing how incredible some of these filmmakers are.
You sure about that?
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
What do we got?
Nothing. No name, no other alias.
I can't.
Broken his custom.
I have something for you.
What is it?
Just a little something.
It makes my day. Mike, any chance?
That laugh. Now, you know what I will say about this?
What?
This, him, Tommy Wiseau, whatever, he seems like something that Jared Leto or Heath Ledger would go, you know who I based him on? That guy that did The Room.
Room, yeah.
That's what I know. That's how I, because if you see him in person, the way he's just kind of out there, I could see a... Another actor.
I did not hit her.
Take him and go, you know who I based off of? I used a little bit of this character, I used a little bit of this, and I used a little bit of Tommy Wiseau.
Yes.
I could absolutely 100% see that.
Is it Wiseau or Wiseau?
But when you look at his eyes, there's something off in his eyes.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think an actor would use something like that. So.
I loved that fan trailer, though. I want to give a shout out to whoever did it, but I don't know.
Stuff like that the people do with fans are just awesome.
What was his name? We don't know.
I apologize. We're
all right, sorry. Whoever you were, you did a great job with that.
I did not.
Wonder Woman, this is great. Wonder Woman gave HBO its biggest premiere for a feature in two years.
For feature.
Okay. For a feature.
It could be Game of Thrones.
For a feature film, which I'm always excited about. We already talked about how it's coming to HBO and HBO Go, so you guys clearly tuned in.
There's probably a good majority of the people that maybe didn't see it in theaters.
Yeah, now it's on HBO, and they're just like, yeah.
Good for them.
And hopefully...
Good for them.
Hopefully they love it just as much as we did. Flashpoint directors. So there's been a lot of up and down with Flashpoint. We've talked about this movie for quite some time. We've told you who the directors were, then we told you they were leaving. We've told you who the writers were, then they were leaving. And
well, before
back and
it was just Flash, and then it became Flashpoint.
Flashpoint, right, which is very different. But John Francis Daley and Jonathan Goldstein.
The writers of Homecoming.
Yes, and also most recently Game Night, which I haven't seen yet.
I didn't see it either. Did they write or direct it?
That's a good question.
I'll look it up. You talk.
They directed Vacation. I think they directed.
They directed Vacation.
And I think they directed Game Night, but I'm not positive.
You stole rocks. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, good work, my friend. But they were talking to Collider about why they were interested in Flashpoint in the first place, and they said they were interested.
Yes, they directed. John Francis Daley and Jonathan Goldstein.
Good. And I'm hearing good things, actually, so far. Here's what they said. They were interested in us because of Game Night and Spider-Man. Because of that combination, they did kind of say, we'd like you to consider one of our movies. So we read a number of the scripts, and that was one. We're huge fans of the character. I collected the comic books as a kid, and it was an exciting possibility. So that's interesting that they read a number of scripts.
We talked about this last time. I think it was the last time I was on, when they were cast or hired. I was like, Spider-Man Homecoming, their Spider-Man character, with their high school sensibilities and all that, whatever they went with, I think they're the perfect people for this film.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. But I also
again,
it's a different
Barry Allen that I would have cared for. But
it's
this
cool
is the
that
they
Barry
were
able
they
to
had.
Pick though. They were like here and they were able to do that,
sure.
Which is great. Just briefly touching upon this because we don't want to dive in too deep, but Rat Pack Entertainment logo has been removed from Justice League, their home video, and has been changed to Access Entertainment.
Okay.
So. That is a good thing, as it should be.
As it should be.
Colton Haynes, I wanted to get your thoughts on this one. Colton Haynes, who we know from Arrow as Arsenal, and he tweeted out the other day. This was kind of weird. What are you wiping off? Did I spit on you?
No, it was something I think was the rubber from this. I was just cleaning off. I'm sorry, my OCD took over.
He tweeted out straight up just saying, hashtag Nightwing, with three emojis, and then said, this is going to be a great year. So people started responding, are you Nightwing? From Arsenal to Nightwing? Whoa. He would be a great Nightwing in the solo, all this stuff. Why would he tweet this? And also, what?
Is he trolling again?
I don't know.
I don't think it's Nightwing in the movie. I don't think it's the guys that movie seems like, that director has been really good about keeping people in the loop and saying
but
stuff.
But how weird would it be for us to officially cast one of our
DC... What about Titans? It's coming out. Do we know if that's Dick Grayson or if it's Timothy Drake?
I think we know.
Titans.
I think we know.
I'll look that up too. You stall?
No, we do know. And we also know who it is.
Right. Is he coming to Arrowverse? I don't. Or.
Maybe animated?
Oh.
Voice?
Yeah. The new. The Young Justice that's going to be coming out.
It was just a weird thing.
He's Dick
to tweet.
Grayson, yeah.
Yeah.
He's known as Nightwing. He's not listed as Robin on the show.
He's listed
but he's
as
got the R on his chest, so I don't know. I'm excited for that show.
Yeah, me too, actually. Not a critic in the chat says, of course, Colton Haynes is just trolling.
I think
but
he is.
But he says it's going to be a great year. That was the weird part to me.
Unless he knows that the movie's coming.
I guess more DC movie rumors ahead. There's a Batman Ninja trailer we're not going to have time
to
watch now, but it did actually look
good.
Dope. It looked
and what
dope.
I like about it is the story is... Gorilla Grodd uses some kind of device that transports them to feudal Japan.
Yes.
So hopefully, because there's a scene with Professor Pig, we'll see the Batman in current day, which I think the anime, I would love to see.
I agree.
I just watched Gotham by Gaslight, which is really good.
Oh, yeah. I saw
it's enjoyable.
You Instagram.
It's very enjoyable.
That. Cool. Jason Fuchs, friend of the show, friend of mine, friend of Johnny's, talks Lobo, the script, and which adaptations he's pulling from. It was nothing super to write home about here. But he just said he was talking to LM Online at the USC Library Scripter Awards. He said, I think when you're working on comic book characters, especially ones that are near and dear to my heart, like Wonder Woman and Lobo are, you want to create something that's true to what the original texts are. I think Wonder Woman really captures the feeling of not only going Moulton Marston comics, but the George Perez run in the late 80s. Feels like reading those comics up on the big screen. So for something like Lobo, without saying too much about it, I imagine quite different because the Lobo comic itself is quite different. The Keith Giffen and Alan Grant put together was really something unique, and hopefully will capture some of that same spirit when we make the movie. Did you read Lobo comics?
I was never into Lobo. It's kind of like he's DC's Deadpool kind of character, and I'm not into Deadpool. Mm-hmm. But that said, I love the movie of Deadpool. I was so excited. I love being surprised for films. So with this, I think it's, you know, we talk a lot about the interconnectivity of the universes and this and that. And I just feel that it doesn't need to connect per se, you know.
I agree.
And I think that's why I know people have really gotten on my case this past year about DC versus Marvel. And I basically said, you know, this past year, the three Marvel films were not my favorites, probably least favorite of all Marvel's films. But tonight, Black Panther, I'm more excited for this film than I am for Infinity War and Aquaman.
Were you more excited for Wonder Woman?
Oh, yeah. But because this Black Panther and everything I've heard from people who have seen it, it's standalone. It's not 15 films shoot in. So with DC films going forward, just make a good story with great characters. If Lobo's a great space adventure that we never see. And there's a lot of people upset that Superman might be appearing in Shazam. Like,
No, it makes sense. You got to see him on TV. It's his inspiration. Yes. He's always been his inspiration.
And especially they're saying where the kids filming him at the beginning, that might have been Shazam. Like, they might have been Billy Batson. Yes. I think that's brilliant.
But we'll see. We'll see.
I don't know if that's going to happen. Yeah. But, yeah, you do have just Superman pop in because he's Superman. What are you getting to? Oh, yeah. Go for
it. You know what it is.
Of course I do.
You know what it is. It's time for... It's time for Rats and
Stripes. Can I do a little bit of this again?
No, but why were you having sex with
it? I don't know. I don't know what this is for. I don't know what I was doing with this. I don't know what that was from.
When you do it like that, it's like that Oprah meme.
I'm like... she's like, hey, everybody! You get some DC movie news.
What is she saying? Like,
you
get a DC movie news.
You get a card. You get a card.
You get a card.
Which this. And then it would be Wendy Williams.
Is that a meme of hers?
Wendy Williams, when she like passed out at Halloween because she had the hot costume and she was all like...
But that's mean. That's not as fun.
How would this guy meme?
What's that one?
He's the meme. It's
the one with the girlfriend walking behind
him. The black guy was like...
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's like a young kid. He's like...
And that's Salt Bae?
That's Salt Bae. But then this is the guy. He's like...
Somebody send it.
The one guy's got the question marks. He's like...
What's wrong with the question marks?
The black guy, he's got quick. He's like...
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
I know more about memes than you.
I guess so. We had a couple shows this week. Black Lightning and Legends of Tomorrow. Supergirl, Arrow, Flash are all off right now. Mm. Which is interesting that Supergirl switched spots with Legend of Tomorrow, but that Flash and Arrow are off. The DC slate, TV slate confuses the F out of me at this point.
This reminds me of back in the... I'm going to date myself here in the 90s when I used to watch the Flash TV show. It screwed itself over. CBS screwed them because they kept changing the night and changing the time. And they admitted that it sunk the show. So when you've got to hook people into a certain time, you know, when you know you're watching it a certain time, you got to keep it there. But to switch it around, or you're going to be like people like me, like, I'll wait for Netflix. I'll just watch it on Netflix. That's what I am at this point with these shows now.
And on top of this, it's interesting because speaking of changing the time, CW is adding a 2-hour time slot on Sundays. So they have not done that in the past.
But I think it's going to be... I would think Sabrina's going to go there eventually. The Teenage
Possibly,
Witch, right?
Or are they going to separate their DC shows that are back-to-back right now? Oh. Because Sabrina might do Wednesday nights with Riverdale.
Yeah, that'd be a good double feature.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I like the One Superhero Night show. I think that's great.
Me too.
Yeah, I prefer that.
I would too. It's exciting to see. Have you kept up with Black Lightning at all? Or
I'm a little behind. No, I love it.
Oh, you do?
I think it's great. I'm just a little behind.
Yeah, I'm loving that show. Legend of Tomorrow came back relatively strong. Constantine was
in the episode. Everyone loves Constantine. Everyone loves that guy.
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. This is a spoiler. No, I'm going to ruin something for you right now, though.
It's okay.
Constantine and Sarah Lance have sex. It was bizarre.
I thought Sarah was...
Bisexual.
On your team.
She's bisexual.
Oh, she's bi.
So, because remember, she used to be with Oliver.
Oh, God, yeah. That was good stuff. Yeah, that was the George Takei,
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about him anymore, though.
Why not? Is he bad, too?
Yeah, you missed that one?
God, why? All of it.
couple people came out about him. I don't know.
I think I'm one of the last men in Hollywood that, you know, have not had that, anything like that.
There's a few I'll of stay safe, guys, but not many.
There's a few of us.
Yeah, you're one of the good ones. You're one of the good ones.
Oh, my.
So,
George Takei?
Mm-hmm. But who? I don't know, because then it went away really quick. I don't know. That's not what we're talking about, though. Black Lightning's been really good, and there was a really, really fun scene this week that I won't spoil it for you because I know you
don't. Don't.
But I'm loving that show. Loving that show.
I saw a picture of a clip. One of the girls is going to get a costume that is a throwback to a character from The Outsiders. Is it
the older girl
Grace,
or the younger
Grace.
Girl?
Who's Grace?
Oh, Grace is the girlfriend
Grace.
Of...
Well, Grace is the character in the comic book Outsiders. Sister. And she's got like this kind of purpley, yellow, blue.
Yes.
And they showed her like a homage to the comic. Because I love The Outsiders comic book that Black Lightning was a very big part of.
Very, very cool. Metropolis. We got a filming location, supposedly.
I forgot about
the
show.
And that is New York City.
You know, it's funny because you guys know me in D.C. Or in Gotham. I'm not a fan. Don't watch it anymore.
I know.
Metropolis, though, Lex and Lois, they were always
there.
You're
into Metropolis?
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because those characters existed before Superman showed up in Metropolis. It's not like Batman,
don't
the
you think
villains,
it's strange to do
on.
A Krypton and a Metropolis show at the same
no,
time?
No, because Krypton... That's been a world that was
I'm
there
just
before
saying,
Superman.
Two shows with no
nope,
Superman.
I have no problem with that because, like, Gotham. The reason the villains came is because of Batman. They are a result of Batman. That fundamentally changed the way Batman that storyline. Metropolis, as long as they're not showing the villains all the time, and they're just doing you know X-Files stories or whatever.
Metropolis, you don't even know us, but it's like dish.
No, Metropolis to me. And I've also said this in every iteration we've seen of Superman, whether it's Donner Superman, Returns, Man of Steel, we have never seen the city of tomorrow. We have never seen the gleaming skyscrapers, the hologram billboards, the maglev trains.
It's just a lot, Mike. It's just a lot.
But I will say this: Gotham, for a TV budget, they do the best, one of the best Gotham cities I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it makes it look like
beautiful.
A character.
Yeah.
So if Metropolis can
and
do that,
I love
that,
the show. Actually,
I'm on board. I think give us Metropolis. Let us see that city of the city of tomorrow. We have not seen the city of tomorrow in any film yet, any film. So I'm on board for that.
All right, let's talk Preacher.
See, I'm not negative.
Yeah, that's true. You're Mikey positive all
well,
the time.
Well, the internet thinks I'm Mikey negative.
Oh, that is not even close to true. Preacher has a whole slew of casting that just came out.
Grandma.
Yeah, but okay.
Grandma?
What's interesting about this is, you read the Preacher comics or no?
No.
Okay.
I'm not, those fringe stuff of
so
DC I don't really read.
This character is one of the craziest characters.
Oh, she's Nutbag, huh?
Nutbag. Nutbag character.
Can we say that on air?
Nutbag?
You were stressing the Nutbag.
Okay, Nutbag. She's Nutbag character.
Wait, Christopher Walken's a Nutbag? Wow, she's
a
grandma.
Nutbag.
Nutbag. Not a Nutbag, she's a Nutbag.
But they're calling her the grandma, but they're not naming her the grandma's name, which is confusing.
Maybe
to me.
Is she just called grandma in the comic?
No.
She's called Nutbag?
In the comic she's called Nutbag. Marie Langell.
Isn't there ass face on that? R space?
It's getting played by Betty Buckley. Yeah, R space is on that.
She's been
around.
Yeah.
But hopefully she does a great job because it is such an amazing role for an actress.
I think that's the grandma that got eaten by acid in Volcano or Dante's Peak.
I don't know.
They're in the boat and the water's turning to sulfur and she throws the girl and she's like, oh!
I truly don't know.
I think that's her.
There's a guy named Colin Cunningham who's a Falling Skies vet who most recently starred in Sci-Fi's Bonkers Blood Drive.
Bonkers?
No, they're Bonkers Blood Drive. Bonkers, the show was Bonkers. Blood Drive was the name of it. He's joining us, TC, the Southern Fried caretaker and loyal enforcer of Grandma. Also, actor Jeremy Childs is possibly best known for his TV fans for his role in two musically focused dramas, Nashville and Sun Records. Maybe we'll break out into song at some point.
Oh.
He was cast as well. And then, interestingly enough, his mom, Liz McGeever, is the actress who was cast as her. So it was a whole bunch of casting information for Preacher, which just gets me excited for this show because, God, I love it. Season one was okay, but season two was fire. And I'm really excited to see how all this casting turns out and what happens when we go to Grandma's house. I don't think she'll give us cookies.
Probably not.
And there definitely won't be Christmas cookies. By the way, I'm still waiting for mine. They never came.
Isn't it time for you to go? You had a heart out. I thought we had to go.
I do have to go with my cookies. All right, guys, that's it for DC movie news today. Do us a favor. A couple of things. Number one, tell a friend about our show because you guys have been here from day one. We've been doing the show for...
Three years now.
Yeah,
because I came on about 2 years ago.
You came on 3 years ago.
Oh, my God,
We've been doing it for about three years. You came on 3 years ago. We've been doing the show for quite some time, and you guys have been with us from day one, most of you.
Wow.
So tell a friend because that's how we help. That's how we grow. Also, if you're on YouTube, leave a comment, and then head over to iTunes. You only have to do this once where you can rate,
be comment, nice on the comments.
Subscribe. Yeah, you guys are nice on the comments, but we'd love to hear any of your feedback. Yeah, some of you guys are not, but most of you guys are.
Any
of you, really, you're not into
them. I read every single comment,
so be nice and leave us some love. We'd really appreciate it. That's what you guys can do to help support this show. We bring you all this content for free, so we'd really love to hear what you guys think. Those 5 stars are really nice. If you're going to leave less than that, just go home. Don't leave it. Don't do it to us. Anyway, I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer. And my friend Mike over here.
At Mike Kalinowski.
That's so true about you.
What?
That's where they can find you.
It's the honest truth.
Neither of us are Adam Gertler, but you can find him at Adam Gertler. He's off on some secret mission somewhere in the country. Him and Johnny both are traveling.
Together?
No. Just both of them. Always working, always traveling. Johnny's at Jay Quasto. We're at DC Movies SK. We love you guys. Until next week.
Bye, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.